Harry and Tommy are about to pick up your arvo with stacks of fun. Pick up a fragrance for a loved one this Christmas at Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, welcome to it for your Tuesday afternoon. How are we doing, guys?
Oh, I've got something fun to kick off the show. Ooh. Producer Belle just sent me something that's going round on the interweb at the moment. And it's a note that a neighbour has left another note with a bottle of tequila. And it says, "Dear neighbours, I hope this note finds you well. I feel like it's my duty to inform you that because our son Chris successfully accomplished his grade goals for the semester, that he's getting the drum set we promised him. Oh. With that said, he'll be practicing daily between the hours of 3 to 7pm, which sounds like a very long time, but he's very passionate. Trust us, we're going to get just as annoyed as you. Truthfully, we did not expect him to pull off the 3.7 GPA or higher goal, but the effer pulled it off, lol. Anyway, please reach out to us if the noise is ever too much. Here's some tequila to help bear the pain.
Isn't that fun? What do you mean if it's ever too much? Every day?
Yes.
Drumming, it's like, it's apartments.
Well, because I think that's what's happening next door in my house. Remember I told you I always hear like this in the early hours of the morning or late at night?
Yeah.
I think it must be drumming.
Dude, just a slow song.
It's a very repetitive.
Just one. And it's short songs. Short songs when it's only 30 seconds though, isn't it?
No, it is. And it's a weird time to practice when everybody's asleep.
Maybe it's off peak. Maybe that's why. You'd think everyone else would be asleep. It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Hey, what have we got coming up today?
Oh, so much, because as I turn and crane my head to look at the whiteboard.
Oh, I've got to tell you what happened with my morning.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
I had some weird thoughts this morning.
Did you?
I need to know if I'm unusual.
I can answer that now. But no, I'll stay tuned. I'll see what's next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your drive home this afternoon.
We were chatting earlier in the day about the links you have gone to in your life to save a penny. I remember when I was travelling through America when I was in my 20s and I used to wear all the clothes onto the plane that I had, so I never had excess baggage. So sometimes I'd have like 10 jackets over and over and over and over. And then I'd try the look of when I checked in my ticket, "Hey, how you going?" Like easy breezy, light. Meanwhile, I was like,
sweating,
underneath.
Sweating so much.
And then we'd take porridge sachets everywhere, and when we were in our hotel room, we'd boil the kettle in the morning and we'd just put it in the cup, because often in these hotels you only had like a Nescafe thing, some hot water, a kettle and a mug.
Remember those Bickies?
We never got Bickies in the ones we were staying in.
Oh.
It was brutal. And then we'd put the porridge in the cup, and that would be our breakfast.
Yep.
We'd make our little sandwiches for the day. Like, you do things to save a penny that you look back on and you're like, I probably could have just got a bagel on the street. But in my mind, I was like, no, we're making our porridge every morning.
Yes.
That's what we're going to do. And the team was talking about it. Jesse, what were the links? Wasn't it flying back from the States or something?
Yeah, I was flying back from Baltimore to Perth. And so instead of getting a regular two-leg flight, I got a 4 or 5 leg flight. And it took me 59 hours to get home. I left on Tuesday morning and I arrived home on Friday morning.
59
How
hours.
Much of that was spent sleeping in a airport?
10 hours, a few hours in Dallas, and then 10 hours in LA, and then 16 hours in Guangzhou.
But Guangzhou's quite nice, isn't it?
Couldn't tell you. I wasn't allowed to leave the airport.
How much did you save by going past Guangzhou?
I reckon probably $300.
Yeah.
But at the time, though.
Oh, that was a lot of money.
A huge amount.
Yeah.
When you're travelling, every penny counts, you know?
I slept on two separate occasions. I slept at LAX on the floor. And I reckon each time, because you book your flights months beforehand and you're trying to save money at every turn, I reckon one of those flights, I saved something like $32.
But that's good money when you're 21.
Sleep in the airport.
Now
they make all those things you can't sleep there. You know, all airport chairs now, you could almost lay down if you wanted to. Now they put all the barriers up between each seat.
Wouldn't have stopped me, because I was crafty, because there was no one there and they came through and turned all the lights on and stuff. I slept under the chairs so they wouldn't have noticed.
Really?
Yeah, I was on the ground.
Have you ever been in an airport? So were there people in the airport overnight?
No, they shut it. So I had to hide under the chairs.
Are you serious?
Because
we went through Wellington Airport once. We caught the wrong flight somewhere. Anyway, we ended up being ushered and we had 7 hours to wait. This was with the kids. This was only a few years ago when we were going to Fiji. And we ended up in this back part of the airport. There was not a single soul around. Nothing was open. And we, the family of us, just on our own, had to sit at the gate waiting for the next flight, which was like 6 hours away. The whole airport was closed. I don't even know how our baggage wasn't there. I don't know how we were allowed through to the area we were allowed through. So weird being in an airport when it's shut.
Yeah, I think it's because it's a hassle for someone to remove you. Like, I think it's like...
Just leave them.
Oh, well, everyone, you're not going to do damage, yeah, just leave them there.
There's one person, particularly over in the States, and they're getting paid $6 an hour, and they're like, oh, I don't care.
He'll be right.
I don't care. And if he's not, I don't care about that either. I don't care.
Producer Pip didn't even make it to an airport when she saved money.
Yeah, well, I saved myself $50 by, instead of flying from Vegas to Dallas, which would have taken like 3 hours, I got on a 26-hour Greyhound bus ride. And barely came away with my life.
Yeah, I mean, the good thing about Greyhounds, right, Pip, is they're notorious for travelling prisoners, right?
Yeah, What's that mean? I sat free behind ticket. A guy.
That's how they travel their crim, if they need to transport crims.
They put them on a Greyhound bus.
I'm pretty sure, Pip? When you get out of prison in the States, exactly. You get a free ticket anyway.
That's part of their, release. So at one stop, one guy got on and he sat down in the seat in front of me and he's on the phone and he's like, yeah, hey, Dad. Yeah, it's so good to be out. And I was like, oh, it's a criminal.
But Pip, that's how you could have saved even more money. You didn't need to buy a ticket. Just commit a crime, wait a bit, and get a free ticket on the way out.
True. Hey, but you saved $50. And as Jesse pointed out earlier, you saved a night in a hotel room, you know, because you were travelling all night.
Yes,
on the bus.
And then on the other end of the trip, we only ended up paying for one night's accommodation in Dallas because we spent the second night in the airport.
Yes.
Under the chairs. <That's>
smart.
Tight asses. Let's discuss. 13, 10, 60. We want to know the length you went to save some money. And not a stack of cash, just to save a few dollars. We're not talking about, thousands here. $50, 30-hour Greyhound bus ride. Yeah. Why not?
Meet some nice guys.
Yeah.
13 10 60 is the number. We'll take your calls next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Tuesday afternoon. And on 13 10 60, tight asses, what did you do to save a couple of pennies?
Lauren, we've been chatting a lot about travelling. Does yours involve a flight?
Yeah, we flew from Istanbul Airport to New York on Aeroflot, the Russian Airlines, and slept in Moscow Airport for 9 hours to save $10.50.
Wow. Wow. What's Moscow Airport like?
It's not the nicest place to sleep in, seeing as there's guards walking around with, machine guns.
Far out.
But we were pretty drunk, so it was okay.
Well, when in Moscow.
Exactly. Yeah, take vodka and it goes down well.
How old were you, Lauren?
I was 24 at the time. My husband was 28.
$10.50. What you can do with $10.50.
We're lucky we got there anyway. We're lucky we got there. Those air flights, Aeroflot's notorious for crashing.
Oh, God. Oh.
Yeah, we're lucky we got there.
Good on you, Aussie. Let's go to Joe. G'day, Joe.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good. Are you a tight ass?
Massive tight ass.
What did you do?
I remember when we were about sort of 23 or so, a friend of mine and I from school, we were doing a Contiki tour from London and it went sort of all around Europe and went back to London. And we had all this stuff, all our souvenirs and stuff, and we bought way too much stuff. So what we decided to fly to Amsterdam to send our stuff from Amsterdam and then fly back to London. It had to be done really quickly because we had to get a flight home, and I reckon we saved it about $20 or so doing that.
So what do you mean you send your stuff separately to you?
Well, we send our stuff. We're getting a flight from London to home, but to send our stuff from London was too expensive. So it was cheaper to fly to Amsterdam, send our stuff from Amsterdam back to Australia.
I'm so
and then
confused.
Fly back from...
I can't even work out whether you're a tight ass or you're just incredible or you spent a fortune.
How much did you save, Joe?
I reckon about $20 or something.
Oh, well, it was all
How
worth
much
it.
Fun did you have in Amsterdam, though?
So much fun. Yeah. So much fun. Although it was a very quick trip. We'd already been there with our tour. But instead of just flying home from London and sending us, because we had way too much stuff.
Joe, I can't hear it. I can't. I'm still, my brain's not working today and I'm now very confused, but I'm so proud that you saved $20.
You know how confused we are now. Yeah. Imagine if we were stoned in Amsterdam and Joe was telling us the story. She was trying to tell us how she's got her stuff here. She's sending it over there.
But she's back to London. She's already been there. She's going back there. Adelaide. What was the length you went to save some cash?
We were flying to the Soccer World Cup in Spain from Greece. Mm-hmm. And when our flight got delayed, I think we could get a new flight for £30, but you could get a ferry from Greece to Spain that took 14 hours for like £10. So we just did that instead and then missed the Soccer World Cup anyway.
My partner, Chris Adelaide, I feel like went on that ferry flight and he had
eaten... The ferry or the flight?
Sorry, the ferry trip. And he'd had something dodgy and he had food poisoning the entire way across the ferry. And he said he was crawled up in the corner and he'd vomit and then it would rain so much it would wash it out to sea and then he'd vomit again and then it would wash across the bow.
Yeah, and it's not like a nice indoor ferry with a cafe. It's like a fisherman's ferry. Like we sat outside on a boat for 14 hours.
Good on you, Adelaide. Thank you. Let's finish up with Sarah. G'day, Sarah.
Hello. Yeah, so I'm a 21-year-old broke student. So at the moment, I go to any length. I needed a new car, and I'm from southeast Melbourne, but I found a really cheap one on Marketplace in Mildura, which is on the other side of the state. And instead of catching a flight, because, you know, that's money, I saved $30 and got a 15-hour bus ride instead. and it was overnight as well, and it was scary, honestly. Never again. But the $30 went to drinks that following night, so I reckon
money,
I'm winning.
Money well spent.
Money well spent.
Exactly. Yeah.
Did you make friends on the bus ride, Sarah?
Well, I made this one friend, but I don't know, she kind of scared me at the same time. So, like,
what do you mean? Was she fresh out of prison?
From Majura.
Carrie and Tommy.
Across Australia for your Tuesday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And because the access that we have to the big names on this show is next to none.
I mean, I've mocked you before because you've made me speak to, like, the whale, and then you made me speak to...
An alien.
And I was like, guys, we can do better than this.
Told us we could never do those segments again.
No. But then you stepped up.
Yes.
And you got me one of the greatest superheroes of all time.
Yes. And not only got him to participate in one of our segments where he read the lyrics to a song. We had to guess what that song was. Can we get a bit of Pussycat Dolls as read by special guest?
You look at me and I look at you. I'm reaching for your shirt. What do you want me to do? I'm telling you to loosen up my buttons. But you keep fronting, saying what you're going to do to me. But I ain't seen nothing. I'm telling you to loosen up my buttons. But
if you're thinking, is that Batman?
Yeah, it's Batman.
That is Batman.
Now, we made the mistake yesterday when we had Batman on the show. We simply got him to take part in Same, Same, But Spoken. But I thought maybe the people out there have questions for Batman.
Of course they do.
And when we've got him on dial, why wouldn't we use him?
Should we have a quick chat to Batman now, or are we keeping Batman for when our callers call?
No, if you've got a question for Batman, why don't you fire away?
I just wondered how you do you at
Mr.
night.
Mr. Man. You have to say Mr. Man.
Do you stay in your attire all day, or do you pull it off at night?
Batman always keeps his armour on as he needs to be prepared to fight crime.
That's amazing. Pretty good. Okay, yeah. 13, 10, 60. If you've got questions.
Have you got questions?
I've got heaps of questions.
Yeah, okay,
but,
cool.
I'll do them next.
Okay, great.
Give us a call.
Call the Bat Line.
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore, Tommy Little, and one of the biggest superheroes in the world.
Introduce yourself.
I'm Batman.
Yeah, Batman is here.
And I can't believe all this time we knew Batman. I would be telling people I knew Batman if I'd known I knew Batman.
What do you mean?
Do you know what I mean?
Who? I don't know Batman. This mysterious man.
That's Batman.
I don't know what to say now.
I have no secret identity. I am Batman.
Oh, you're great.
See?
That's Batman, yeah.
I would have told my kids' friends.
Batman's wearing nice slacks today, don't you reckon?
Yeah, but, you know, it must get quite sticky in that suit sometimes. You just want to freshen up and have a crisp white shirt on.
He said before he never takes his armour off, and I was like, I mean, that looks like a shirt with strawberries on it. But anyway.
Batman went to church in the morning.
Did you go to church this morning, Batman?
Did you go to Bat Church?
Hey, my nephew's name, Dave.
I love that Batman's going to his nephew's
name. But now I'm at the Carrie and Tommy show.
Yeah. Can I say, firstly, your voice is exquisite. Also, Jesse's coming in on that music just a couple of seconds late.
Batman's answers are pretty tight.
If you could speak a little longer, that would really help.
I have a suspicion that Batman might be off camera for you. You can't see him, can you?
He's I don't know his identity.
We have asked for questions because I'm sure people have questions for Batman. The phones have lit up. James, what's your question for Batman?
Does Batman have his own mechanic come to his house, or does he fix his own Batmobile?
Oh, no, James. I've got Alfred, my trusty butler.
Do you wheel Alfred under the car? He's like 90 years old. He's not going to get up.
Break a hip. He's going to break a hip.
Yes.
He always looks after Batman.
but you're making him change your oil and stuff.
He's there to service Batman.
Why don't you roll Robin under the car?
Robin and I have a falling out.
Why did you have a falling out?
Oh, Batgirl, I don't want to talk about it.
Who's Batgirl?
That's in a coming sequel, prequel thing.
Oh, okay, James, great question. Thank you for getting involved. Should we go to Jared?
Jared's got an interesting one. Good question, Jared. What do you want to ask Batman?
Well, I just wanted to ask Batman, because he never takes his armor off. How does he go to the toilet?
I have an installed bat chute. And I poop around the city.
That's what the next Batman film's called. Batman 5, Poop Around the City.
And how do people know? Is it, I assume once it hits people, does it go in the shape of a bat?
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, good. Good.
Kieran? Kieran, are you with us?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Are you a big Batman fan, Kieran?
I am indeed, yeah.
Has our show gone up a notch in your view now that you know that we have access to Batman?
Yes, it has indeed.
Good. See you later, Kieran.
No, question. Kieran wants to talk to Batman.
Yes, you've got a question, Kieran.
Kieran, you've got a question for Batman.
Yes. All right. So, when was your first appearance in the comics? What year and what comic was it?
The first comic ever was the one I appeared in. Next question.
Let's go. 13, 10, 60. We've got
Batman's got to go do some work on his backstory.
He's got to look up Batcopedia.
Do you think Batman's ever read any of his comics?
No, probably not. Why are you asking me?
Sorry. Yes.
Batman, have you ever read any of your own comics?
You know how actors don't appear, sometimes they don't watch their own movies.
Don't they?
Yeah, no. Have you read any of your comics?
No, I'm not that vain. I have Alfred read stories to me at bedtime.
13, 10, 60. Batman's going to be kind enough to stick around. That's right, you can stick around. You don't have to do any bat pooping, do you?
I can stay another 5.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Tuesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore, Tommy Little and Batman,
like that song. Oh, did you see Batman?
I like the Madonna.
Do you?
Yeah.
Who is your favourite artist?
Beyonce.
Matching lycra. That's what he's into.
Yes, of course.
That's Super Bowl. Top notch.
We are here. We're lucky enough to have Batman in studio. Mm. And so, of course, we're doing questions. G'day, Jack.
Hello.
How old are you, Jack?
I'm 9.
You're 9. Do you have a question for Batman?
Yes.
Oh,
Jack. How old are you actually?
Oh, I guess I drive the Batmobile, so I'm over 18. 26.
26. Do you reckon he looks 26, Jack?
I haven't watched too many movies, but yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Why not, Jack?
Jack, do you have any other questions for Batman?
Yes, I have one more.
Yeah, one more,
Do you actually have a 6-pack under your armour?
I have an 8-pack.
Show
2.
Show us. Hang on, let me count.
Wow, Jack, he's right. I can see 8.
Can you?
Yeah.
2. Quattro. I know Italian, too.
Good on you, Jack. Thank you for getting involved.
Oh, Jody wants a piece of the Batman action, don't you, Jodes?
Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Jody, what
can I help
you with? Very
important question.
Yeah.
Well, you're always looking so flawless, Batman, and I was just wondering, what shade of eyeshadow do you use under your mask?
Rimmel. Goth M palette.
Rimmel, the Goth M palette.
Yes.
Oh, and did you go on, like, into a store and try that on, or did you just buy it out of confidence?
I YouTube tutorialed it. Yes.
What? You don't happen to know what
Batman doing a YouTube tutorial on how to put on his makeup, I would watch.
Would you ever consider doing your own makeup YouTube tutorial for the other superheroes?
Oh, yes, I do Wonder Woman's as well.
Do you?
Yes. Some winged eye.
Oh, Adam. Adam, we're joined by Batman. Do you have a question for Batman this afternoon?
Yes, I do. How's it going, Batman?
I'm good, Adam. You know, I know an Adam.
The big question I've got is, do your plums marinate in the summer? Have you got an AC unit down there?
I wear that dry, cool Adidas.
Underwear?
Underwear.
Oh, that, like, pulls the moisture away.
Yeah, you don't marinate a bat.
How does that work with your poop shoot? Do you cut a hole in them?
Two holes.
What's the second one? Oh, the front.
Yes.
Sorry, bro.
There you go, Adam.
The baby bat.
Ricky.
You're welcome, Adam.
Ricky, what's your question for Batman?
Hello, Batman. How are you?
I'm good, Ricky.
Yeah, you guys having a bit of fun. I feel a bit worried to ask a serious question now, but...
This is serious, Ricky. No fun to be had.
Sorry. How do you think you could seriously go against the great Superman and...
Superman?
And in the movie, you kind of hold like a grudge against him. Why?
Because his mum's name's Martha, and my mum's name's Martha, but my mum is better than his mum.
Was Martha at your nephew's name day ceremony this morning?
She was busy.
Right, okay.
Doing what?
Prior commitments.
Belinda, the final question. I can see why Belinda wants to know this.
Yes,
this
Belinda.
This is what the ladies all over Australia want to know. Belinda, what do you want to ask Batman?
Hi, Batman. You can call me Belle. I'm just wondering if you're single.
Okay, Belinda. I am single. Do you want to take the Batman on a date?
She's hung up.
Flustered. Wow. Have you ever been hung up on before, Batman?
Not from a Belinda and not from a Belle.
How good's life for men where you can have a bloke who literally has just told us he flies over the city pooing on people and there's still women calling in, is he single, this dreamboat?
Gary and Tommy.
Yeah, that's where you're at for your Tuesday afternoon, which means the paper quiz is coming up soon.
Ooh, you're feeling smart.
No, I'm feeling nervous because I know what we're going to talk about next. And I can't work out whether you are being serious or not.
Mm.
And I have honest thoughts that I'm not sure I could share on radio.
Really?
Yes.
Up next.
I will be very disappointed in you if this is genuine.
We have been talking about my pilot's exam, which is coming up on Saturday, just a matter of days away. And I've got a new approach.
Don't do it this way.
We're going to talk about it next.
It's Gary and Tommy for your Tuesday, Arvo.
Gary and Tommy.
Whitney Houston and Clean Bandit. That is How Will I Know. It's Gary and Tommy for your Tuesday, Arvo.
Because just 4 days away to my exam. God, if I can't do the maths on that.
Carried Away Dancing.
Sorry.
That's a
good
tune.
Why do you not want to come into the fun of my exam?
4 days away from your exam.
My theory exam for my pilot's.
You've got this. You've been studying so hard.
Not that one, bro. Give me the cool one. Thank you.
Yeah.
And
did you learn how to use your special little
flight computer thing?
Whatever that
I did.
Thing
I went
was.
And had a tutoring session.
And
I learned
you feel
how to
good
do that.
About it?
Not bad.
Okay.
I did a revision test on that segment.
Yep.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
42%.
Oh,
not
you've got to get 70 to pass, don't
I
you?
I do. But I'm feeling more confident. But just like in spite of that.
I'm going to be so proud of you if you pass that.
Yeah.
It's the first time I've watched you commit to something and stick to it for pretty much most of this year.
It's lasted longer than my relationships, that's for sure. I want to talk about something just like, it may not even be related, but what's the best way to cheat? I want to know. Because I spoke to my mate the other day and his kids are in high school and he said, you won't believe what kids are doing these days.
They are writing answers
on the inside of their masks. How smart
really
is that?
No, it's not.
And so then you go to the toilet, take off your mask, have a look-see-do. Hope you haven't breathed too much because then you're like, what have I? I've got ink all over my face.
Stop.
That's not bad, though. We had the guy yesterday who said he had little cue cards and he put them in his sock and then he'd go to the toilets and look. And then I'm going to go to
but
the toilet so many times
how the people are cheating.
Exam.
You're not hearing then how they're caught because that's what's going to happen.
Never caught.
and then you won't be able to fly.
No, you just do the exam again.
That's true. Yes, maybe I should do it under a fake name in case I get caught. Yes, absolutely.
Just give it a shot doing it the right way this weekend without the cheating.
Wait, what about, can I ask Dick a hypothetical?
Oh, yeah.
Would you prefer that he does it the right way and fails or cheats and passes?
No, know what the answer is to that.
Yeah, cheats and passes.
You don't want anybody flying in the air that has cheated on an exam.
But he can fly fine. It's just the theory.
Yeah, I can fly fine. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Have you been up with him? How do you know he can fly fine?
No, but I'm still here.
Yeah, he's... come back.
Yeah, you haven't. Yeah, that is true. You've only done little loop-de-loops, though. You've never gone long distance.
Nah, I've went out and did one long distance.
How far?
I mean, it was an hour, but you know, long enough distance.
You get a quarter of the way to Dubai, and then it'll be all over.
Why am I flying to Dubai
in a single propeller?
In a single propeller aeroplane. Well, strap in for this 2-week flight. It's going to be a beauty.
Where are you stopping off on the water on the way?
I'm peeing in bottles, and much like Batman, I'm dropping my poop on the city as we go.
I think you just need to back yourself in.
Yeah.
And I think you don't need to cheat. You've done the work. You know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And I think you'll be fine Saturday.
That's lovely. 13:10:60. What's the best way to cheat?
No.
What do you want to do?
I want to find out from those people that say it's the best way to cheat, how they were caught too. Because I assume most of the time if you're cheating, you're getting caught along the way somewhere.
You reckon?
Definitely.
So 13...
people are onto it. The mask thing. I bet your teachers are already onto the mask thing.
Yeah, I didn't help them. Sorry, kids. 13:10:60, what's the best way to cheat?
We'll take your calls next. It's
and
Carrie
how'd you get caught?
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
For your Tuesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 13:10:60, we need your ways to cheat.
Yes, because although I'm feeling good about my study for my pilot's exam on Saturday, I thought it would be good just to get the full gamut of what can happen in an exam. And one of those aspects is cheating.
One of those aspects is also getting caught.
Mm.
Unfortunately, no one's caught up with their getting caught stories.
G'day, Yasmin.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, great. How do you cheat?
Now, Yasmin, first of all, you should not be encouraging him.
Oh, no, trust me. I'm on your side, Carrie. I just need to state, for the record, I've never cheated on a test. I'm a straighty 180. But I saw this picture on Pinterest. Do you guys remember vitamin water, like those drinks?
Yeah, I used to hand them out.
So those labels, the drink labels around the bottle, they've got like the most text on them out of any drink I've seen. And I saw on Pinterest someone had like, I don't know what program they'd used, but they'd done up like a mock version of this vitamin water label and where like all the dietary requirements and the ingredients and all that sort of thing, they'd done in really small print, formulas for maths equations.
So when they look at the ingredients.
Pinterest was where you went to like redecorate your room. I didn't realise Pinterest was for cheating.
Yeah. Is it,
Yasmin? Look, I mean, I don't know. It was just one of those things like DIY hacks and I don't know how I stumbled across it. But you know
What are you studying, Yasmin?
Oh, I'm not. I'm a mum. I've literally just pulled up and my kids have gotten off the bus and they're hounding me. Who are you talking to, Mum? My 4-year-old also said, Mum, you don't cheat. That's naughty. So there you go, Tommy. You can't. My 4-year-old just told you can't cheat.
Good on you, Yasmin. Thank you.
What a bright spark, Yasmin.
But what an excuse. When she knew that we were onto her and her cheating ways, she suddenly invented kids getting off a bus at a bus stop.
Holly, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Holly, are you a student?
Yes, I am.
Yes, and great, perfect. How do I cheat if I was to?
So I wear my school dress or school skirt and you lift it up at the back and just write in fabric marker all the answers.
Yeah.
And so while you're in the test, you just flip it up and it washes off in the wash as well. And if the teachers catch you, they can't tell you to lift up your dress.
This is great.
Do you think it's going to be a giveaway on Saturday when you rock up to your pilot's test in a school dress?
No. I don't think so. I think it's one more thing you can't ask questions about. Holly, this might be a weird question though. can I borrow a school dress?
Okay, this is all
okay,
weird.
Sure, fine.
Carrie and Tommy, for your drive home, the Savo, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Pick up a fragrance for a loved one this Christmas at Chemist Warehouse.
I know what my dad wants.
What?
Paco Rabanne.
Oh, Paco. I love a bit of Paco.
1,100 mils for $89.99. I could get mum something while we're there as well.
Maybe get mum SW23 Sport by Shane Warne. 100 mil, just $49.99. She'd love it.
That could be for my brother that I don't have.
Oh, yeah. Okay. If you need a cheap fragrance, make sure you get into Chemist Warehouse. They're cheaper than you'll find them anywhere else. And the staff are amazing. You know where a Chemist Warehouse would be good, actually,
where?
At the moment? Because in bloody Cairo. Because you know
why?
What's going on in Cairo? There's a plague of scorpions.
How's Chemist Warehouse helping with
the plague? Because I'd go in there and go, scorpions bit me. What have you got?
To treat it.
Yes.
Yes,
not
right.
to go, give me some Paco Rabanne.
They just spray them.
Because I'm covered in scorpion bites.
That's terrifying. Growing up, I used to be so scared. We grew up in a big wooden house that a scorpion was going to get me in the middle of the night with their two little pronged forky things.
Guess what these scorpions
Show
are called?
Me.
They're called Death Stalkers. They're called Death Stalkers. And there was a flood, right? And what the flood did is it swept all the Death Stalkers from their desert burrows, and thousands of scorpions skittered into the villages. They've stung at least 503 people.
And is that why they're called a Death Scorpion? They kill people? Or they just.
Well, they just bit them. I don't know.
Did you not read the rest? You just read the headline,
right.
Didn't you?
No, I saw the
picture. Yeah.
Here came hundreds of unscientific Death Stalker with through the barriers.
Yeah. No one's going to wait for you to read the bottom end of the article.
Oh, now I've got an ad in the middle.
Okay.
Not bad, actually. Snuggies. I didn't know they were still selling them. Anyway, escape danger with the help of 7.
Everybody's okay. Great.
Paper quiz coming up next.
No, there could be some dead people. Just wait. Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yo, Jesse.
Yeah, dog.
You got that paper ready?
Yeah, dog.
Carrie, Tommy, do that quiz from the newspaper. We do the questions first and we get them answers later. Most exciting radio quiz of all time. Carrie, Bickmore, Tommy Little, put your hands up because it's quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
It's paper quiz time.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I might actually get a word in today. Shonda's not here. I mean, we'll get 0 out of 5.
Is that why you've just stuffed your mouth full of noodles?
I'll stop eating.
It's amazing.
Normally I eat during the segment because she doesn't
talk. Word in.
I know
10
she's
out
not
10
listening
last
to
week.
Right now. Yeah, that's because Shonda was here. So today we get 0 out of 5.
Let's remember, it's about the journey, not the destination. So let's have fun getting none.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great. She'll be infuriated
that's
when she arrives later.
For my exam as well on the weekend. Have fun getting none.
Yeah, but no one's going to have fun with you in the airplane when you got none. You know what I mean?
I was trying to uplift the mood.
Sorry. Let's just have fun getting none. Let's go.
Ironically shot me out of the sky.
Question number one. What is the 6th largest country in the world by area?
What are all 6 of them?
No, the 6th.
Because I've been talking about this a lot. Lately.
Why?
Because Russia is the biggest.
Yep.
China, I believe, is the second biggest.
Not Canada.
And then I think it's Canada.
Oh.
But then we
get down to India. No, South America.
I reckon it's us.
Is it?
I reckon it goes then USA. USA, Antarctica, us.
Wait, but does Antarctica count as a country or a continent?
Well, they're both. We're a country and a continent.
It's a great point.
Okay, great. Let's go us.
I think.
It would also be like appropriate that it was in our paper quiz.
Yeah, I think it's
like they think it's a trick thing.
So I reckon it's either us or Antarctica.
Great.
Okay.
Well, no, just pick one. Come on. And Australia. Let's go with Australia.
I reckon it's Antarctica, mate.
Question number two. Who wrote the 1977 novel Monkey Grip?
God, where's Sonda?
Monkey Grip.
Another book question.
Foo Fighter song. Yeah. Don't want to be a monkey grip. Monkey grip. No
1977.
Idea.
Who wrote books then?
1977, was it?
The only author I know is Patricia Cornwell.
Bill Bilson? No. What's
Tim
his name?
Tim Winton.
Bilson?
Bill Bryson. 1977. I don't know. Oh, what about
Courtney, Bryce Courtney?
Cox. Oh. Which one? Bryce Courtney, 77. What was What was on the road guy? Jack Kerouac. What about him?
Jack Kerouac?
Yeah.
Let's go with Jack Kerouac because he's got a fun name.
Mm-hmm. Name the Oscar-winning movie in which Leonardo DiCaprio plays Jack Dawson.
Oh, Titanic. Mm. Isn't it?
Great.
Yeah. Question number four.
That's good.
Which country was the first to give women the right to vote?
I reckon it was New Zealand.
I think it is New Zealand.
And I think we were second.
I thought it was us, so that's good.
I made a joke about it on the project once.
Because it's funny.
And it was
giving women the right to vote.
I was talking about back in the olden days when women didn't have the right to vote.
Funny, wasn't it?
It was something about it.
Funny when the Sheilas couldn't take part in the world. Yeah.
No, because it was people reminiscing about the olden days.
Right.
When I said it out. Anyway, a lot of people got in contact with me and said, actually, Australia were very progressive with giving women the right to vote.
Great. So New Zealand or Australia?
New Zealand. Okay.
Question number five, what does NASA stand for?
National Aviation Security Agency? No, something aviation.
North American Space Agency?
Yeah, I reckon that's...
Something space agency.
North Atlantic, North American.
North American?
North American?
National.
National.
Aeronautical.
Oh, yeah, that's actually probably better.
Not aviation. Astronomical. Aeronautical space, would it be though?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I reckon it's National
Aeronautics.
Are
you looking at
Space Administration?
So not agency.
I can't believe it.
I never know any either. It's a really tough spot to be in.
Pip, that was hard though because you had the answer in front of you and you couldn't retain it for long enough to look away from your screen.
It's really long.
So National Aeronautical Space Administration.
Aeronautics.
All right, answers. Question number one was, what is the sixth largest country in the world by area? It is Australia.
Amazing. Hey! I said that.
Yeah, you did.
Who wrote the 1977 novel Monkey Grip? It was Helen Garner.
I didn't know she... Oh. Is that the woman who did the hair products?
Garnier.
Oscar-winning movie in which Leonardo DiCaprio played Jack Dawson was Titanic.
Because hey, you're
one.
Two from... No, you're two.
No, you gave me that other one. Yep.
I thought it was Antarctica.
New Zealand was the first country to give women the right to vote. And question number five, we know that Pip is really onto this stuff, National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
Bang, Pippa!
Take that, Sonda. When you're not here, we just Google, mate.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Tuesday, Arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, Bickers, do you know the band Brass Against?
No. Do they play, are they like a band?
Yeah. That's why I said,
like
you know, the band.
No, like a marching band.
They're a marching band.
Well,
you think
they're
I'm bringing
brass
you...
again? So I figure they all play, you know, trombone and trumpet. And...
No.
Do they play for the military? That kind of brass?
No. From what I know, they're kind of a metally band, right? Yeah. And this singer, do you know her? Sophia Eurista.
No.
Oh, you'd love her because you know what she did at the concert
Sophia
on the
Eurista.
Weekend. Here you go. You just hit play on that, and you can see what Sophia Eurista got up to. That's a fan on stage.
Yep, there's a fan on stage lying down, and Sophia is What's happening? Why is Sophia pulling her pants down?
Sophia Eurista.
Sophia is
had a pista.
Eurista.
What is she doing? Why is she going to the? What is happening? She's now going to the toilet on a fan.
Yes, and.
The world has gone mad.
And then do you know what the fan did?
Isn't that indecent exposure or something?
Well, you know what the fan did then.
Oh, my God. Now I'm watching it. That she's given him a golden shower.
In case you're wondering.
And he's turning his head around like a puppy under water.
Yes. In case you're wondering whether or not the fan thought this was a good idea, he then got up, and this is the quote, and vomited towards the audience.
Oh.
All of this is so disgusting.
So the band released a statement. Because would you like to know what they've said about it?
She looks a bit like a younger Tina Turner.
She's a stunner. Absolute stunner.
You know, like just that attitude.
Oh, yeah, I remember when Tina was squatting over fans.
No, I don't mean that bit. I just mean before she peed. Simply the best.
Hang on, did you say Tina Turner or Tina Arena?
Tina Turner.
I thought you said Tina Arena. Sorry.
Does that change it for you?
It changes the mental image I had, yes.
I had our very own tiny
Tina
little
Arena's
Tina.
Not, no, and Tina
in young talent
Tina Turner's
time
is not doing that either.
Getting fans up onto the stage. Brass Against have released a statement about this.
I bet they have.
They said, "We had a great time last night at Welcome to Rockville."
Poor guy didn't.
Sophia got carried away, full stop. That's not something the rest of us expected, comma. And it's not something you'll see again at our shows. Thanks for bringing it last night, Daytona. Now, what I find really interesting is this, is the fans' reaction to this experience. Not that specific one, just in general.
I'm going to call it. I reckon the fans loved it. only because I feel like, because it wasn't them that it happened to, they would have thought it was fun.
Yes, someone wrote and said, where do I sign up to be the next VIP? And then someone else said, she did nothing wrong. It was metal as F. And then this is great. Someone said, I applaud the and her, we desperately needed another controversial rock figure, irrespective of political views.
The world's gone mad.
Well, I know what I'm doing at my next gig.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
That's where you're at this afternoon. And guys, coming up next, we're going to spread the merry with Australia Post.
Hey, your mate, Kid Leroy,
yes,
is taking a break from the spotlight. Did you see that? Yeah.
I would have thought he's at the peak of his powers at the moment.
He's wiped his social media. He said goodbye for now. I didn't realise he was still 18.
He's so young.
He said goodbye for now. I love you all. He said it's been a wild year and I need to take some time away. He said my life has changed so much this past year because of the F Love album, is that what it's called?
Oh, sure.
And I owe it all to every single one of you. There is no way I will ever be able to repay you. I think he's going to focus on writing a debut album. He went on a vacation for the first time and he said he started thinking about what he wanted out of his life and, yeah, he's going to have a break, time away.
He has been making music literally since he was a little kid.
Is that right?
But it was only weeks ago that he performed with Bieber, right?
Bieber's touring, isn't he, at the end of next year? Well, so I thought they might have toured together.
And I've seen the big rock posters around for Kid Leroy's Australian tour as well. He's coming out here.
Which is when?
Next year, I go to say middle of next year, but I might be wrong on that. But he's also been through a fair bit for a kid his age. His mentor, Juice WRLD, who died tragically, he was very close to him and he was like a father figure. And that was years ago. So that was still when he's a teenage boy. And, you know,
so maybe he just needs a breather.
There's a lot of life and a lot of showbiz in there for someone who's
I'm sure we'll see a lot more of Kid Leroy.
Yes.
In the coming years. But for now, he's taking a breath. Mm. We're going to take a breath and then we're going to open some boxes next.
Oh, can't wait to rummage.
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Thank you so much!
Carrie and Tommy's
What's in Our Letterbox?
Christmas is a great time to be a letterbox. Make sure you stuff your loved ones' letterboxes this Christmas by sending cards and parcels. Spread the merry with Australia Post.
So this got off to a cracking start yesterday. We had a whole lot of letterboxes filled with
amazing
gift cards,
prizes.
Flight centre, trips away.
Yes. What did we give
tablets.
Away? What did we give away, Bickers?
Gave away a tea towel.
And a mug. And for everyone out there, don't worry. Apparently we have a new tea towel and mug back in a different letterbox today, so there's a chance it could happen again.
We've got 5 letterboxes. They're decorated as Kim Kardashian, Hugh Jackman, Betty White, Gwyneth Paltrow and Mariah Carey. Depending on what box you pick, we'll have a rummage around the box and we could make your day and we could spread the merry a little further. Cassie, how are you?
I am so excited.
Hey, Cass, your chances are pretty good. 4 out of 5 of these have great prizes in them. And so
A shout out to Romani Tea Towel and a mug of ours. It's still awesome.
Limited edition, Cass.
Of course. Wouldn't expect anything less.
What do you really want for Christmas?
Oh, gosh. The question of the year, every year. You know what? Anything that involves going away, flying away would be amazing. But I'm grateful for whatever comes my way, really.
I mean, we've got amazing things on here.
Oh my god, you could go away with that one. Look at 5.
$5,000 Australia Post gift card by MasterCard. You can use that to do whatever your heart desires, Cass.
Oh, that's stressful. Okay.
There's also an Apple Watch on there. There's a $1,000 Indota Spa voucher.
A
$2,000 Maya gift card. Are you ready to have a rummage round in a box, Cass?
Oh God, okay.
Whose box do you want to rummage in? Mariah Carey's or Gwyneth Paltrow? Bit of Hugh Jackman.
Okay, I'm thinking I might go with I'd have to go maybe Mariah Carey.
Are you gonna time? Do you want to rummage in her box or shall I?
How about you rummage in Mariah's?
Yep.
And I'll have a rummage in Hugh Jackman's and we'll just see what would have happened.
Okay.
Oh gosh.
Happening in Mariah's box.
Carrie's getting a.
It's a bejazzled box.
There's a lot going on.
Yes.
It goes quite a long way.
Sparkly box.
It goes quite a long way back. You were elbow deep in there.
Yep, I've got it now. Okay.
I was thinking Hugh Jackman, but I went with Mariah Carey last minute. Oh my gosh.
Okay, so if you'd gone with Hugh Jackman, you would have got what?
You
would have got a $1,000 and Dota Spa gift card. You didn't go with Hugh Jackson, though.
You went with Mariah Carey.
Hmm. Oh, God, what's she got for me?
Well, I can see.
I'm nervous.
I can't. Sorry, Cass. Carrie and I sit a bit of a way away, so I'm trying to work out whether I can see a mug and a tea towel or not.
Oh, no. Please don't be.
You know what you can see? A $2,000 Maya gift card.
Oh, my God. Really?
Mariah has brought you all you want for Christmas.
Oh my gosh, she has. That's amazing. Oh, I'm so beside myself right now. Carrie, I actually love you. And Tom as well. I forgot to tell you that. I've been waiting to go on radio for years with you guys.
Too, Cass.
Sorry.
Congratulations. And you have an amazing Christmas, all right?
Oh, you know what? You guys are just beautiful inside and out. So I've always loved you guys. So thank you. I've had a beautiful time on here. It's lovely hearing
Bless
your voice.
You, Cass.
Oh, my gosh.
If you would like to play, carrieandtommy.com.au. We're going to do it again tomorrow. Christmas is a great time to be a letterbox. Make sure you stuff your loved ones' letterboxes this Christmas by sending cards and parcels. Spread the merry with Australia Post.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Now that the show's over, Carrie and Tommy can go and sort their Christmas shopping. This Christmas, why not give the gift of a great fragrance from Chemist Warehouse? Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance.